This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Ben, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I got no complaints. I know someone
That's
else who has no complaints is Justin Jefferson. Was there any doubt? We heard rumors over the past couple of weeks that they looked into drafting a Malik Nabers. Was there any doubt in your mind that they were going to ante up and give him the big bucks?
Well, first of all, the Malik Nabers rumors, that one confused me because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, logically, it doesn't make any sense. And for someone to come out anonymously and say, well, the Vikings were talking to the Giants and see if they can move up. I'm like, well, of course they were. I mean, they probably did their due diligence on a lot of teams to move up to see if they could get a quarterback, just depending on how the draft was going to go. Now, were those conversations always, necessarily about Justin? I never believed that for a second. So when I heard that, I'm like, that's kind of dumb. That's ridiculous. I don't see that happening. That being said, for every week that went by, I personally was getting a little nervous because Justin's been very quiet and very secretive about what his intentions are. The Vikings were saying all the right things, saying like, hey, it's our number one priority. We're going to get this done. But, you know, we all know that what teams say isn't always true, and yeah. It takes two to tango. So I was growing a little concerned, but I think in the end, when Justin, his agent, looked at the wide receiver market, knowing that all these guys are probably going to sign deals, they probably wanted to see how everything shook out and see if it kind of fell the way they thought it was going to fall before they signed the deal.
And without a shadow of a doubt, Ben Lieber is joining us, the Vikings analyst. When you look forward to who's going to be throwing him the ball, we know it's not going to be Kirk Cousins. What have you heard? What have you seen in regards to J.J. McCarthy? How long do you think it's going to take before he kind of just moves Sam Darnold out the way?
You know, I guess that's the big question. And right now, everything that I've heard has been great. I mean, very positive. I think his personality, his natural leadership, the way that he has a gravitational pull to himself, I think that that sort of surprised even the people that did talk to him and did – go through the pre-draft process. They were like, hey, we thought we knew what he was, and then he gets in here, and within the first few days of the rookie minicamp, everybody was blown away by how quickly he assimilated with the new guys, how they all sort of gravitated towards him. He's got that magnetic personality. And JR, about this than anybody else as far as being in sports. Like, you need those guys that have that it factor. And it seems like J.J. has that it factor. Now, is it going to translate physically on the field? Is he going to be a high, fast processor, a faster processor than what he did at Michigan into this NFL offense? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I think the Vikings are pretty comfortable with Sam Darnold right now. They know that he's got a big arm. They know that he can scramble and elude some pressure and escape a little bit more than Kirk Cousins. It's just whether or not he can make the sound decisions and the snappy decisions that Kirk was great at.
Hey, Ben, there's a lot of talk about the Vikings offense. They didn't do too shabby in the defense as well, picking up Dallas Turner, who a lot of people expected to be down here in Atlanta, picking up Grenard from Houston. This team might be a little bit more well-rounded than I think people will give them credit for.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, now the thing is, it's just how much better did we get compared to the rest of the division, where it seems like the rest of the division has gotten a lot better. I mean, I argue to say that this might be the most competitive division in all of the NFL. I know a lot of that has to be played out, especially in Chicago, but we know what we're going to get out of Detroit. We saw that the way that the Packers finished the season and the way Jordan Love sort of finished the season and how he sort of figured things out. So, I'd like to think that the Vikings got better, but I don't know. I mean, we got to see how everybody else got better as well. I will say this, that the defense, I think they got more athletic, and that is the one thing that they wanted to do. As much as Danielle Hunter is a great player, he's very good against the run. You know, we all know that he can get after the passer. I think that this is a level of position flexibility that he didn't have, that I think that we're going to get out of Grenard, that we're going to get out of Van Ginkle, getting Cashman in there, you know, a little bit more athletic at the linebacker spot. You add in what we already have in the stalwart that is Harrison Smith along with Josh Metellus. Now you've got a really formidable inside part of that defense that has a lot of position flexibility. They can give you a ton of different looks. I mean, that was the thing with Metellus last year, is people were shocked and how we were able to use him in the defense and get really creative to give a lot of different looks. You had no idea who was blitzing, and you add in all the athleticism, like you said, with Dallas Turner, and all of a sudden now guys can move inside, they can move outside, up and down the defensive line, give you a whole bunch of different looks. It is going to be chaos for these offenses to try to figure out what we're doing defensively.
Ben Lieber is joining us, covers the Vikings, a K-fan amongst many other things out in Minneapolis. What is going to be the grace period for this season? Like, what are the expectations from the fans just to see what happens and what takes place? Are people going to start looking at Kevin O'Connell or Kweze and start going, what are we doing? Is this I don't want to say a lost season. Is this a development season? What is this?
Well, they keep using the term competitive rebuild. And I think that we're, for the first year and a half, I think everybody was like, well, what does that really look like? Like, what is the plan? And not that they have to tell the public what the plan is, but I think this offseason, to me, really solidifies their vision and what they want it to look like. And I do think that we're going to be, competitive, but again, we're still rebuilding. So it fits right into what their buzzword is, that if they can get a little bit out of Darnold just to give McCarthy a little bit of time to get ready, not force him into that quarterback spot, let him just naturally mature, because remember, he's just turned 21 years old in January, so wow, he's still a young pup. And T.J. Hockenson's not going to be 100% ready. So that big weapon that we had at the tight end spot, he's not going to be ready for probably the first quarter of the season. So I don't know. I think that everybody around here is just, they're going to play the long game. It's about the long game. We want to be competitive. We want to be good. But we know if, we win 7-8 games this year, I think people are fine with it as long as we're trending in the right direction. So it's going to be patience. But, of course, it's Vikings fans. Of course, it's the NFL. We drop a couple games early, people are going to get real irritated and real frustrated. But I just I want to tell them, just stay the course.
Well, Ben, is any of the attitudes from the fan base going to change about Justin Jefferson if the quarterback doesn't work out? Knowing that you're paying a wideout $35 million, Addison is damn good as well. You know he's going to look for a payday in a season or two. And you're paying the wideouts, and if the QBs don't work, this could go down in flames, no?
Maybe I can see that, because he's highly dependent on the balance of this offense and about a quarterback getting him the ball in the right situations. The thing that I want to caution, even myself with, is that you don't have to force feed Justin. I mean, there are times when, yes, you want to go to your go-to guy in a gotta-have-it situation, give him the opportunity. If it's a 50-50 ball, we know that he's going to go up and more times than not make that play. But you got Aaron Jones now. You've got a running back that I think that you can really trust in a three-down situation. Once you get Hockenson back and you got Addison out there, I really think that it is about ball distribution, being patient with the offense. Everybody's going to eat. It's just Justin's going to get his when he get his. And I think that if we go into the season like, oh, all right, we got $140 million invested in this guy, but we got to run this whole offense around him. No, no. They got to find more balance than what they had last year. Because we got really, really one-sided when it comes to the pass-run ratio. So I think having Aaron Jones in there is going to bring that needle a little bit more back to middle. And by doing so, I think that you get more opportunities. You get more one-on-one opportunities where they don't bracket Justin and they don't put guys over the top of him. It's going to be really hard to cover all of these guys throughout the whole game if they find some balance.
Yeah, maybe Aaron Jones will wake up and have another 20 touchdowns like a couple seasons ago. I doubt it, but maybe, possibly. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow all of your work out in the Twin Cities, man?
Oh, I appreciate it, JR. So let's see, on the old X handle, it's just at Nacho Lieber, and Instagram, it is Ben Lieber Official. That's it.
Hey, listen, you got some good action. If things don't work out between Donald and McCarthy, can we get you back out there? Can we get you a QB?
can I get some of that quarterback money? Then yes, absolutely.
I'll negotiate.
I can hand the ball off.
Well, how much you wanna slide in at 40 like Dak? You want a 55 like Burrow? What do you want here?
No, I mean actually, I'll take 15-20 per year. I mean, it's not that much. Believe me, I'm a check down guy. You know, I'm a West Coast guy, so I have to like move the offense a little bit more towards my weak arm.
Hey, I can dig it. Well, listen, Ben, I'll work on it for you. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.